All right, good morning. Joining us in studio, Barry Promaine, teacher and instructor of Sonic Democracy, brought in a couple of his students as well, Daryl and Josh here. For those who don't know, Sonic Democracy, what is it?
It's a high school music program that started off very small, and since then with partnerships, community partnerships, great support from DSB1, presently we are about 30 students who focus on developing skills in the professional music industry, everything from writing music to performing large-scale shows to now recording in a professional studio.
Wow, and is this open to students at a particular school?
Yeah, it's strictly for students from Timmins High, but we have had some students come to Timmins High to take the course.
Okay. So, Daryl and Josh, what made you guys want to get in on this program?
First of all, it's an amazing opportunity. Like in any other school, any other area, it's not even heard of to do Sonic shows of the caliber, let alone go record in a professional studio, get flown like all paid, you know?
So yeah, no, definitely.
It's crazy, and it's such an experience. So I've taken it 3 years now.
3 years now.
Yeah.
That's incredible. How about you, Josh?
I've taken it. This is my second year.
And Josh, you're going to be sharing our big announcement. What's going on with Sonic Democracy?
Once again, with the music business program, on June 8th, we will be releasing our second studio album called Crossroads and Dreamlands.
How old are you?
16.
How old are you, Daryl?
18.
And you guys are releasing your second studio album that you're part of.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal. The name again?
Crossroads and Dreamlands.
Crossroads and Dreamlands. What is the idea behind that album name?
So it's actually a concept album.
Okay.
The concept itself is grief, but it's not like, it's not a sad album by any means. It's just, we're all going different paths in the crossroads, and we're just trying to find our way, looking for our own dreamland.
It's a lifelong journey, isn't it?
For sure.
So with all the songs on this album, they're written by the students, is that correct?
Yeah.
So like, what is some of the inspiration? Is there maybe a track on there that you guys were a big part of writing? Or
so this year, because we have 5 tracks, we have a bit of overlap with which students are doing which songs. I've mainly been writing our third song, and it's more of a bluesy type thing.
Okay.
But I'm also writing the fifth song, which would be like acceptance. But
so everyone's working together. It's all about collaboration and teamwork, really, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, Barry, how is it going to work with this album? Is there going to be some concerts? Is there going to be some tours? How are you guys going to be selling it? I'm sure you guys have a pretty good strategy.
Yeah, we are right now writing the final parts of the songs. And last year we released an album that we were very proud of. It took 2 years to assemble and record. We're kind of fighting the clock at this point. So on May 7th, we'll be traveling down to Toronto to record the album in the span of a week.
Wow.
And so it's a tight time frame. I've worked with professional bands who take a month to try to do what we're trying to do in 4 or 5 days. So that's our main challenge right now, is getting these songs polished and then recorded. And after that, I'll let Daryl speak to the live shows, and Josh can speak to the release perhaps about this. But we are very, very excited about this. And as a teacher, I'm just so proud of the students. And I have to thank Tahoe Resources Canada, Tom Logren, for their tremendous financial support, because they are changing lives by affording us this wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, fantastic opportunity. Daryl, so what's the plan with concerts, touring? What are you guys going to do?
So every year, Sonic Democracy does live shows. And this year, it's on June 8th and 9th. And we do a full set list of cover songs, and we also are performing our originals in order, since it is a concept album.
And Josh?
We'll be releasing the album at the Friday night show initially, and we'll also be releasing on all digital platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play.
Wow, that's got to be a pretty cool feeling, knowing that you can send your friends the link on Spotify and whatnot to check out your music.
It's awesome, yeah. Full worldwide release.
Yeah, really. Like, it's going to be accessible to anyone, anywhere. No limitations. What a fantastic program and opportunity for 30 students, and they're all headed to Toronto.
We are taking, the actual Sonic band has about 30, and the people in this recording project are about 23.
So we have a huge group.
Huge group. Everyone, I have to say, has a very imperative part in making this project successful.
Definitely looking forward to hearing it myself. I know I'm speaking for a lot of other people as well.
Just another fun tidbit. Sonic Democracy is actually playing Stars and Thunder.
Oh.
This year. We did play last year, but this year we have like a defined spot. It's the same day that Mariana's Trench plays. It's Tuesday, June 26th. So that's pretty exciting as well.
Well, if you've needed a reason to get your button gear and get your Stars and Thunder tickets, well, Tuesday just kind of became a little bit more important to be at, right? So you guys are going to be performing the songs off this album.
Oh, for sure. Like at least a couple.
Yeah, we're looking at putting together a really great power set so that people, all age groups, will enjoy the music. And last year when we performed, people were coming out from backstage to see who was performing, and it was a really great experience for us to be in that environment, in addition to recording at a world-class studio. So we're given the opportunity to experience the studio side and the live side. Really great learning for the students.
Well, it's going to be a busy next few months for you as you get everything put together. So from everyone here at Moose FM, we wish you the best of luck. We're really looking forward to hearing it. Is there anything else you guys wanted to throw out there today?
I just think it's crazy to be in this position where we're making a concept album, which most high-end bands don't even attempt because right. of the difficulty. And doing it with 20 students is unheard of. So it's a crazy experience, especially to go record them in a professional studio, play them live for everyone to hear. It's intense.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Barry, Daryl, Josh, thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you for having us.